In the past, we've reviewed several articles investigating individuals with palatally displaced canines and learned that they are associated with tooth agenesis, reduced tooth size, other ectopic teeth, and hypodivergent facial patterns. Although buccally displaced canines have been associated with crowding, little evidence exists relating them to other dentofacial characteristics. To help complete our knowledge base in this area, researchers in Italy recently published the results of their study called Prevalence Rate and Dentoskeletal Features Associated with Buccally Displaced Maxillary Canines. This paper appears in the June 2013 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics, and the study was designed to compare dentofacial features of patients exhibiting buccally displaced canines with those patients having normal canine eruption. More specifically, this was an observational study involving 1,852 subjects, 8 to 14 years of age, seeking orthodontic treatment at the University of Rome. Subjects with craniofacial anomalies, cleft lip and palate, traumatic injuries, or cysts were excluded. From the study sample, 252 subjects were randomly selected to serve as the control group. The remaining patients were examined for the presence of buccally displaced canines and included in the study group if the canine was overlapping the lateral incisor in the panoramic radiograph and periapical radiographs confirmed a buccal position. Cephalometric measurements were recorded for both the control and buccally displaced canine groups to analyze sagittal relationships using the A and B angle and vertical skeletal relationships using SN to mandibular plane. Intercanine width using the primary canines, intermolar width, and crowding were measured from dental casts. There are two important results that I'd like you to remember. The first was the prevalence rate, which turned out to be 3% in this sample, or 49 subjects. Interestingly, they appeared equally in males and females, and unilateral cases were seen twice as frequently as bilateral cases. The second thing I want you to remember is the other characteristics that were associated with buccally displaced canines. These are hyperdivergent facial patterns, which were seen more commonly in cases with buccally displaced canines, decreased intercanine width, and increased crowding. The intercanine width was almost 4 millimeters less and the crowding 4 millimeters more in the buccally displaced canine group. What we've all learned from this paper is that buccally displaced canines are relatively rare, only about 3% of orthodontic patients, and they are associated with a hyperdivergent vertical growth pattern, increased maxillary crowding, and decreased intercanine width. This would be good information to share with the dentists in your area so they can recognize this problem early and get it to you promptly for comprehensive treatment. If you want to share copies, you can locate this paper in the June 2013 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics.